Collecting payment and deposits, how to get paid reliably. Taking deposits on big jobs, collecting at completion for service, setting clear terms before the work, and handling slow pays and net terms commercial accounts without wrecking your cash flow. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. You can do flawless work and still go broke if you don't collect for it. Payment and deposits are about making sure the money actually lands, on time, in full, without awkward fights or chasing people for months. A small shop lives and dies on cash flow. You front the parts, you pay the crew, and you can't float a stack of unpaid invoices for long. This article is the practical side of getting paid, when to take a deposit, when to collect, how to set terms so there are no surprises, and how to handle the slow pay before it becomes a write-off. How it works. The core principle is simple. The more money and time you have tied up in a job, the more of it you want secured before and at completion, not weeks after. A capacitor swap is collected on the spot. A five-figure replacement where you've ordered equipment and committed a crew for a day is a different risk. You don't want to buy a system, install it, and then hope the customer pays. A deposit covers your exposure on the equipment and labor commitment. Collection at completion closes the rest. Cash flow is the reason this matters more for a small shop than a big one. You've already paid the supplier and the crew. Every day an invoice sits unpaid. That's your money working for the customer instead of you. Clear terms and prompt collection keep the cash cycle short enough that you can keep buying parts and making payroll. In the field, take a deposit on big jobs, for a system replacement or any large job, where you're ordering equipment and committing crew time. A deposit up front is standard and reasonable. It covers your outlay on the equipment and signals the customer is serious. Stated as normal practice, we collect a deposit to order your equipment and the balance at completion, and most customers expect it. Collect service repairs at completion. For everyday service and repair, the job's done and you collect before you leave. Don't drift into mailing invoices for routine residential repairs and waiting. That's how receivables balloon and small balances vanish. Card on site, check, or a digital payment at the door keeps the cash cycle tight. Set terms in writing before the work. The customer should know the price, the deposit, and when the balance is due before you start, on the estimate they approved. Surprises about payment timing are as damaging as surprises about price. Clear terms up front prevent almost every payment dispute. Make paying easy. Accept cards and digital payments, not just checks. Friction in how to pay is a real cause of slow pay. The easier you make it, the faster you get paid. Yes, card processing costs a fee. Build it into pricing and treat it as the cost of reliable, immediate collection. Handle commercial net terms deliberately. Property managers and commercial accounts often pay on terms net 30, sometimes longer. That's normal in that lane, but it means you're financing their work for a month or more. Price commercial accordingly, know who you're extending credit to, and have a clear invoicing and follow-up process so net 30 doesn't quietly become net 90. Follow up on slow pays early and politely. The day a balance goes past due, a friendly reminder goes out. Receivables get harder to collect the older they get. A polite nudge at 1 week is far more effective than a frustrated call at 90 days. Stay on top of it before a slow pay becomes a bad debt. Normal values and targets. Deposit scales with your exposure. A deposit large enough to cover the equipment you're ordering and your committed labor is reasonable on a big job. The balance is due at completion. The exact amount is your call based on the risk. Service equals collect at completion. Routine residential repairs are paid before you leave. The longer a small balance ages, the lower the odds you ever seal it. Net terms is you lending money. Net 30 means you fronted parts and labor and won't be paid for a month. That carrying cost is real. Price commercial work to account for it. Card fees are the price of certainty. Processing fees are a real cost, but immediate, reliable payment is worth it for most jobs. Build the fee into pricing rather than refusing the convenience that gets you paid. Common faults and what they mean. Bought and installed a system, then chase the payment. No deposit on a big job. You carried all the risk and your cash was tied up in someone else's equipment. Stack of small unpaid repair balances. You started mailing invoices for routine service instead of collecting at the door. Those age out and disappear. Customer disputes when payment is due. Terms weren't set in writing before the work. The approved estimate should state the deposit and balance timing. Net 30 accounts drifting to net 90. No follow-up process. Commercial terms need active invoicing and reminders or they stretch indefinitely. Cash crunch despite steady work, receivables are too high, you're financing customers, and the money you earned is sitting in unpaid invoices instead of your account. Tech tips and gotchas. Never buy a system and install it on a handshake. The biggest payment risk a small shop takes is fronting equipment and a day of crew on a large job, with no deposit. A deposit that covers your equipment outlay isn't distrust. It's standard practice that protects you from being out thousands if the customer balks at the end. State it as normal and collect it before you order. Collect service at the door. Aging kills small balances. The moment you start mailing invoices for routine repairs and waiting, your receivables grow and small balances quietly vanish. Take payment when the job's done. Make it easy with cards and digital options, and keep the cash cycle short. Set payment terms in writing before the wrench turns. Most payment disputes aren't about willingness to pay, they're about surprise. When the approved estimate already states the price, the deposit, and when the balance is due, there's nothing to argue about later. Clarity up front is your best collections tool. Net 30 means you're the bank. Extending terms to a commercial account is lending them money for a month. You've paid your costs and you're waiting. That's a normal part of commercial work, but price it in, vet who you extend credit to, and chase the invoice actively so net 30 doesn't become net 90. Slow pays get worse with age. Nudge early. A friendly reminder the week a balance goes past due collects far more than an angry call 3 months later. Build a habit of early, polite follow-up, and most slow pays resolve before they ever become bad debt. Make paying frictionless. Every extra step between the customer and paying you is a reason to delay. Accepting cards and digital payments, and eating the processing fee as a cost of doing business, gets you paid faster and more reliably than insisting on a check you have to wait for.